that those residents who have been misled by two claims. First of all, that Charing Cross Hospital will be demolished, and therefore somehow that Charing Cross Hospital will cease to exist, is a thoroughly disgraceful piece of scaremongering. The hospital will be rebuilt. The existing building will be demolished and there will be a phased rebuilding. It's rather like saying if you trade in your Skoda for a Rolls Royce, then you're losing your car. It's the most absurdly misleading way of presenting what is an improvement in the facilities with an upgrade of a modern, fit-for-purpose building. And so to talk of it being demolished is disgracefully misleading. And in terms of the accident and emergency, you're talking about the presenting that as somehow meaning that if you turn up at Charing Cross Hospital that you won't be cared for. I think the important thing is not whether it's called an urgent care centre or whether it's called an accident and emergency. I apply the George Ferguson test, the diplomat who was attacked in Margaveen Cemetery and staggered in there, and he was treated. And in that situation, people would still be treated 24/7 and they would be given the best medical attention. Mostly it would be there. If it was regarded as better, it would be taken
elsewhere. Councillor Phipps, please, can you wind up? Thank you. I've been asked if the three ladies at the back on the right, opposite me, could please desist in this behaviour, but otherwise I will have to, it's spoiling it for everyone else, I will have to clear the floor otherwise in the gallery. Sorry. Thank you very much for your apology, that's very kind. Please could you...